Hello, everybody. What a privilege to be here today. For those who don't know me, my name is Adrian. I'm Cynthia's husband. Everyone knows Cynthia. I wanted to talk to you today about how I've begun my journey to Christ. I was born into a non-practicing Catholic home and attended the local Catholic church, which was a school also, and which, to be frank, did absolutely nothing to engage me with Christ or indeed the church. I've spent most of my life as a partial believer with no particular spiritual direction and rather detached from the teachings of Jesus, the Bible, and basically anything related to religion in general. I have, however, particularly over the last few years, been drawn into reading the Bible, although I never actually got around to doing it. Then I met Cynthia, and everything changed. We fell in love on a trip to Ghana, and after I went home, back to the UK, my messy life started to make sense. I actually downloaded the copy of the Bible and actually started to read it. And although initially it didn't last very long, as I found the old style language just too difficult to follow in the Old Testament, because I like to read a book from the beginning to the end. On my last trip over to Ghana, when we were due to be married, I went to visit a Baptist church several times with Cynthia and her family, and found such a wonderful surprise. I was really enthralled by the genuine, friendly atmosphere of the people. I found myself in awe at how these people really enjoyed their worship. Nothing stale or stuffy. It was fun, vibrant, and just full of life and expectation. I loved it. On my return home, I then started a lengthy immigration process, and in the evenings, Cynthia and I would read the Bible together, and Cynthia would be explaining to me the meaning of the section we have just read together. This not only brought us closer together, but also fueled my imagination and turned my thoughts to God. What really changed things for me, though, was one evening when Cynthia asked me for about the 100th time when the application would be approved. I was feeling really low, and at this point I actually cracked. I begged God for an answer and to help us to be together and to the end of this limbo that we were in. Imagine how hard it is to keep up overseas relationship fresh for 5 months of being apart. Anyway, just a few days later, we get notified by the authorities that the application had been approved, and within days we were actually reunited in the UK. A coincidence? Shortly after being in the UK, we set about finding a nice church to go to. We went to just to one, this one. A coincidence. Last October, Cynthia and I, we went to Alpha, where we think it really started to come together. My understanding and love for the Lord gaining momentum with each passing week. On the Alpha weekend, we had the workshop session, and I absolutely knew that our good friend Brian, not sure where he's sat at the moment, but our good friend Brian would actually come to me. He did. God knew I needed Brian's spiritual support at that moment. Another coincidence? One evening after Alpha, I said to Cynthia that I would like to be baptized into the Baptist church, and we agreed that I would approach Simon the next time we saw him. So on the following Sunday, we went to church, and during the service, Simon just simply mentioned out of the blue that he felt that there was a need to offer a baptism to someone. You can imagine now I was stunned. I nearly fell off my chair. It was so unbelievable. So I could hardly wait up to meet with Simon. So after the service, I almost accosted him about getting baptized. So another coincidence. Individually, all these things could be seen as coincidences. However, it is impossible to ignore the fact that there's been help in making all this happen, and it can only be God Almighty at work. With God, all things are possible. Since then, I have embarked on my Bible in 1 year plan, and I've been going to a home group organised by Mark and Fiona. And thank you very much, guys, for your hospitality. It's been very pleasant. We have made so many lovely friends here that I truly am blessed and happy and ready to accept Jesus into my life and follow his example. I have a quote I would like to read. It's Job 5, 8 to 11. But as for me, I would seek unto God, and unto God I would commit my cause, who doeth great things and unsearchable marvellous things without number, who giveth a rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields, so that he setteth up on high that are those that are low, and those that are mourn are exalted to safety. Thank you, everyone, for coming today, especially those who have given me great encouragement and support over the last few months. God bless you all. Thank you.
Adrian, the verse that Simon selected for you is from Isaiah 26, 3. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
Put your trust in Jesus. I'm going to ask you these three questions. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? And that's quick. Were you like that on your wedding day?
Yeah.
Having been told something of the meaning and significance of baptism, is it your wish to be baptised?
It is.
Do you promise with God's help to follow Christ all the days of your life and to serve him within the fellowship of his church?
I will.
On your confession of faith in Jesus, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.